The Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis brings down a machlekes, or a possible machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim, whether kol haTorah kula b'chol lashon emor or b'lashon hakodesh. Is the whole Torah said in lashon hakodesh or b'chol lashon? And the Gemara learns this out from different sukkim. Question is, what exactly is the Gemara referring to when we say the Torah was nemor b'chol lashon? So obviously, we're not talking about how the Torah was given. Everyone agrees that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in lashon hakodesh. So what exactly is the machlekes about over here? So Rashi learns that B'chol lashon emor means l'kreisa b'chol lashon. I'm talking about the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. When you require b'Torah, could it be b'chol lashon? Could it be in any language, or does it have to be dafka in lashon hakodesh? Taisus is bothered with Rashi's pshat because the whole mitzvah of kriyas haTorah is only derabanan. There is no mitzvah of kriyas haTorah deraisa, at least the weekly kriyas haTorah. So it's not mistaber to say that that's what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is darshaning psukim, so it's obviously not referring to the regular mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. But the Shita and Brachas and David Gimel says the Paldik Chiddush over B'Shem the Ravid. He says like this. He says we're not talking about Kriyas HaTorah. We're not talking about how the Torah was given, but we're talking about how Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael when it was given, and he says that there are Gerim from other Umais that have joined Klal Yisrael. And the question is, how did he teach the Torah to those people? His lashon is Imhayim Alam Dalachol Echad Bechad Bolshayne. Did he teach it to every person according to his own lashon that he knew? And maybe everyone, Moshe Rabbeinu taught everyone b'lashon hakodesh, but ain adam yotze de chavis v'agisabai ella b'lashon hakodesh. And you're not yotze the mitzvah v'agisabai yom v'layla unless it's in lashon hakodesh. So he learns that we're talking about how Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael. There were people who did not understand lashon hakodesh, so was he able to teach it to them in their own language that they knew, or maybe he had to teach it to everyone in lashon hakodesh because the mitzvah v'agisabai yom v'layla is b'lashon hakodesh dafka. That's how the Ravid learns pshat in the Gemara. Now this rabbit is tamuah. It's very difficult to understand because the mitzvah of Agisa ben Yom Velayla, mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, everyone agrees it's a davar pasha. You could be yotze b'chol lashon. First of all, you could be yotze even behira according to many shitas. You don't have to speak it out. You could be mahar b'divrei Torah. There's a klal that Yerushalayim write. Whenever you could be mahar in something, there is no din lashon at all. When you think in your head, you're not thinking in any language necessarily. So whenever hira is mutter, there is no din lashon, and avadi can learn Torah in any lashon in the midst of limud haTorah. We learn Torah in any language. We can learn Torah shebaal peh in any language. We yotze the midst of agisa b'yom v'layla. So what would be the havamina? You know, how could the rabbi have a tzad to say that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to the gerim, he could only teach it b'lashon hakodesh because they're not yotze v'agisa b'yom v'layla? Another lashonis l'chayra. That's not true. So I saw Gavaldi Gehezbe from Ramir Soloveitchik, this is brought down in the Sefer Imre Chen and other Svarim, that he wanted to be Mechadish from here, Gavaldi Gehezbe, that when a person reads Torah Shebichsav, besides for the mitzvah, the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're Mekayim and Torah Shebichsav, like you do when you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, there is a separate mitzvah as well. There's a separate din, a separate chiyuv, learned from the Pasuk of Hagisa B'yam and V'layla, that there's another mitzvah of Mekayim. Besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a new mitzvah of Hagisa, and that mitzvah has special dinim and special tanayim. And in order to be yotze that mitzvah, that's what the rabbi is talking about, that it's possible you're only yotze that mitzvah of kriyas, Torah Shebichsav from Vahagisa, if it's done b'lashon hakodesh. But if it's done in a different lashon, you would not be yotze that new mitzvah. Even if you do it in a different lashon, it's pashut, you'll be yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Adi could be yotze in any lashon, any language would work. But this new mitzvah of Vahagisa that you're mekayim when you read Torah Shebichsav b'dafka, that is a special mitzvah and that has certain dinim. And that is, possibly won't be yotze unless you do it b'lashon hakodesh, and that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. If chol haTorah kula b'chol lashon emor b'lashon hakodesh, if one is teaching or learning Torah Shebichsav to be yotze that added mitzvah agis b'yom v'layla, which refers to a special mitzvah kriya of Torah Shebichsav, could that be said b'chol lashon, or does that have to be b'lashon hakodesh dafka?